Hello and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Allen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on one of my columns. This one is called Friends. Very simple. My columns can be found in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to BruceAllen.com. Hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page when you get there, and you'll have a drop-down menu of just a cornucopia of choices of wonderful things to see, view, listen, and read. Today we have Wayne Levine for the Men's Room and Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap. Pastor Drew is going to probably join us for a second segment when we're going to be talking about God and abstinence, which is tonight's Dad Chat topic. Now, for those of you listening live in Santa Barbara, that means tonight, Thursday night, March 22nd. And for those of you listening on other stations across the country, often on the weekend following my live broadcast, that means you will have missed it. But next week will be another Dad Chat, and I invite you to come to any of them. They're all interesting. And we have a very, very special guest coming in April, April 12th, Guy Kawasaki. Will be the co-host of Dad Chat, so mark that down on your calendar. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen, and please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. And also, stay in the loop and sign up to receive my new newsletter. I send out a weekly newsletter of things going on in the world of BruceAllen.com and on the radio show Dad Chat, Because I Said So, and more. If you sign up on the homepage at BruceAllen.com, you will receive nothing but a weekly newsletter. You will not be solicited. You will not be bothered. I don't even have a pop-up on my page because I find that annoying. The new Because I Said comic strip this week is called Dad Flies. And of course, if you've been following our comic strip, Dad and Son have a unique relationship that some think bears some relationship to me and my own younger son. But since I write them, I can tell you there is nothing about that dad that resembles me. Other than he does have a similar facial hair, other than he likes to wear Aloha shirts, and other than he has a smart aleck son. But beyond that, there is nothing that resembles me. There is another new feature at BruceAllen.com. I've started vlogging. Yes, vlogging. That is a video blog, and it's called I'm Not That Dad, and it's called I'm Not That Dad because I keep on having to tell people when they go see my comic strip that I'm not that dad. So the new vlog is called I'm Not That Dad, and the current one is titled College. And I interview my older son, who is going off to college, and his former babysitter, who just graduated law school and took the bar. And it's so interesting to hear the babysitter's perspective now that he's completed the journey, and kind of look at my son's face in this interview, where he basically has no clue of what is coming ahead. It's only about 3.5 minutes. Most of my vlogs are very short. And next week's vlog will be especially interesting. It's called Exercise. And as I promised, I go on location and I'm shooting these. And this one I shot on location at a gym. And I got a very lovely trainer by the name of Yael, who is available for hire. And you can, for training, that is. And you can see that next week when it is posted. It's new vlogs are posted every Wednesday, and four of them are currently on my website. By the way, tonight's live Dad Chat will take place at Calvary Church in Westlake Village. I am hoping my new friend, Kim Tracy Prince, will join us. We had lunch or breakfast the other day at a wonderful restaurant in Agoura Hills called Hugo's, which is one that has been around a long time. And it was one of those places I used to go to, the original restaurant, when I was in my showbiz career. It was also one of the few restaurants I'd ever been to where they really focused on fine coffee and teas. In fact, they did that far before there was even a Starbucks. So I wish I was getting paid for that endorsement, but I do enjoy it, and I did want to do a shout-out to Kim Tracy Prince, who has two blogs, and next week I will give you their names because I forgot them right now. By the way, I have a piano to give away. So for anybody in the Southern California area that knows of a good, needy school organization that would like a very fine but old upright piano, I would very much like to give it to a worthy place. So if you have any thoughts on that, please email me at bruce@brucesallen.com. And you can email me on any other topic you would like as well. I'd rather not get any complaints. I get plenty of those from my wife and kids. Okay, it is time for A Dad's Point of View life lesson. Let's go.
You got to action. Situate the positive PMI. I need the negative. Mm-hmm. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
All right.
I'm Bruce Allen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. One-on-one time. How much one-on-one time do you spend with your kids? I mean separately, if you have more than one. Is your time with your kids always as a family? I suggest that alone time with your kids is extremely important. Some things your kids just don't want to talk about in front of the other parent or their siblings. Plus, you will enjoy that alone one-on-one time. Even better is traveling with just one kid. It becomes a very special memory. I'm Bruce Allen. Find me at BruceAllen.com. And please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, Dad's Point of View.
Well, welcome back. That was another life lesson. In fact, that was our 33rd life lesson. We have a year's worth, so you've got 19 more before we will possibly begin a repeat, one per week. One-on-one time. I went to New York with my younger son last summer, and it was just he and I. And my younger son and I have a classic parental relationship where he loves me one moment and thinks I'm a total idiot the next. Can you imagine why anybody might think that relationship is what is the basis of my comic strip? Nah. But that trip really, really was valuable. We did some wonderful, wonderful things. I was lucky enough to speak at a conference, but we went and saw 5 different plays, including Spider-Man, where we were able and fortunate enough to get front row seats. And I know there's no question in my mind that that trip will be the memory of a lifetime for him. He'll have, obviously, I hope, many, many more memories. But not only did he fall in love with New York, he decided at that point that he wanted to go to NYU. And he is a good student, and I suspect he will get into NYU. How I will afford to pay for it is another question, particularly since my older son is starting at Berklee College of Music in the fall to the tune of, I can't tell you, but you could probably buy a Porsche for every year that he's going to college. It is frightening what it costs. Today's topic is friends, and I guess I'm not going to get to much of that right now because I have just been rambling away. But I assert in the column, friends, that our friendships change as we age and get older, and our relationships change with them. And it's, for me, it was sad because there are 2 longtime friends I've had that they've drifted away. And it's nobody's fault necessarily. It's just life changes. One of my friends married a woman who basically didn't like me. Can't imagine why. Or let's be a little more generous. She just was more interested in her husband being home all the time and not doing some of the wild and crazy things that I would inspire. And my other friend that I used to be close with, we used to work together, our lives just went in different directions, and we don't spend much time together either. And I used to love having those best friends. And now I have a new group of men friends because I think it's so important for men to have other men in their lives. But I miss some of the old friends. I miss having the glory days conversations. I've talked about my oldest friend in life is Professor David Weber, who teaches at UNCW in South Carolina. And we met when we were both 4 years old, which means we've known each other for over 5 decades, meaning we've known each other during 6 different decades, the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and the 2000s. No, is that 7 decades? Oh, my God, that's not possible. That's a lot of decades that I've known him. And I am grateful that I have been able to hold on to that friend. And, of course, others come and go. When you get married and you have kids, things change a lot. Well, it is time for a break. Correct, Richard? We will have Wayne Levine with us right after these breaks. So stay tuned for the Men's Room.